All right, Chiefs week. Excited to play a 1 o'clock home game. It's one of the best teams in football. We have our work cut out for us. They're talented, healthy, and coming off of a bye. Offensively, they're well-built. They're versatile, have a lot of firepower. Alex Smith is playing at the highest level at this point. They feature two college running backs, a wide receiver, and Hill and Thomas that present a challenge. Kelce is a matchup challenge as well. He's a big basketball player playing tight end. Kareem Hunt is a physical, hungry runner. And all five offensive linemen play tackle in college. Defensively, they're built around an attacking style. They like to get after the quarterback and create turnovers. Houston and Ford have combined for 58 and a half sacks in 4 years. And their interior defensive line is talented as well, with Benny Logan, the former Eagle, leading the way. Jones is an impressive athlete inside with the ability to wreck a game. Peters is a talented corner. And all three safeties see a ton of action. They play a lot of defensive backs. Special teams are tied for the league lead with kickoff returns for touchdowns since 2013 with 9. Hill's a special player returning punts, as we all know. And Pierre Lewis and Eric Murray lead a strong group of coverage specialists. Let's open it up.
Where's your team at mentally, in your opinion?
Mentally? We had a great meeting this morning. Gave them some time after the West Coast trip to get their legs back. Had a good practice today, and we're moving on.
How much did you sense guys were disappointed with their effort on Sunday?
We had a long, hard, honest meeting this morning. I think that's a better question for the players.
What was your message to them in that meeting?
Message to them in the meeting. We had some open conversations, some hard talk, some plain talk, some simple talk. Played some film. We're brutally honest with each other. We'll see how the players respond. They had a nice day of practice today. But we also talked about the great opportunity in front of us. I'll read a little bit. I know you like when I pull my notes out, right? So I'll read a little bit here to you if I can find it. You know, we talked about being disappointed but being determined. These guys, these group of men, they're special in a lot of ways. They've been fighting through adversity their whole lives. The players and coaches to be sitting in that room is unique. And we talked about running to adversity. That's where we are in the season. We're halfway through. We have one win. Let's run right to it. We're blessed to have the opportunities that we have 7 more weeks. I think it's a great opportunity. It's probably the greatest opportunity in my life. These next 7 weeks, you know, a lot of doubt out there, whether it's in the building or not, but there's doubt definitely on the outside. So we have a chance to flip the script last 7 weeks.
Why do you say it's such a great opportunity for you personally?
Because I think it's a great opportunity time that you have one win in your midpoint in the season and doubt starts to creep in. You have a chance to flush the doubt, flip the script, and get some wins.
Ben, when you're showing the some of the plays from the last 2 weeks in a team meeting, players have not given their best effort and maybe put on a play or turn down contact. Do you point that out specifically and do you call guys out or are you talk in general terms?
We had a hard, tough, brutally honest meeting this morning.
Why did you have the meeting now? I mean, why not earlier in the season, I guess?
Because we just corrected the last game.
But, I mean, I would assume
every game film gets corrected.
Do you ask the players to explain themselves on their effort?
I'm not going to discuss our personal conversations.
You mentioned, I think, the other day that, you will evaluate who's giving the greatest effort and who gets to play. Do you anticipate changes because of that this week?
There's a possibility there'll be some changes.
And is that performance-based, or is that also to send, sometimes guys have to send a message that, what you did is not acceptable. Do you want to send a message here also?
I want us to play better with our desire to finish has to improve, and we need to see that.
Ben, when you left that meeting, what led you to believe the players heard your message and at least to some degree embraced it?
Again, until we get to Sunday, we won't know.
Is there anything you've learned about yourself in dealing with this kind of adversity, especially after such a good first year? When things went pretty well.
Yeah, I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm built for this. A calm doesn't suit me. A storm does.
Why do you say that?
Tougher it gets, the better I'm going to get. The better I expect this team to get down the stretch.
So you haven't allowed any self-doubt to creep in?
Nope.
Ben, when you say that until you get to Sunday, you won't know, but, I mean, is that unsettling as a coach?
No, it's pro football. We get one this week. We get a quick turnaround after that, but one this week.
Last year, though, especially the way your defense played and could be counted on, was it a different feeling going into Sunday? Did you know you could count on that unit?
We've had success, and we've had strong defensive performances this year. I'm confident in the men that coach the defense and the play in the defense that they're going to respond and get it right.
Do you think the defensive players are responding to those coaches still?
Yes.
You have to warn them, but playing on the road, you know it's going to be a hostile environment. Playing at home, this could also be a hostile environment of sorts, and that could be even more difficult, I would think.
Yeah, we haven't had a chance to talk about that at this point, but we know going into the game that we need to give the fans something to cheer about.
Ben, do you have any sense that the statement from ownership on Monday had any effect on the players? We asked you what you thought of it.
No, I didn't ask any questions about that. I'm not looking for any feedback on it. We're preparing for the next ball game.
Anything else?
You signed a couple of veterans yesterday. How do you balance, you guys have talked about playing younger players, but bring in older guys, I guess, to try to put a product on the field each week?
Yeah, I mean, at this point in the season, you take the best available players out there who can come in and contribute. There's a balance there between youth and experience, especially when they have a chance to get up on game day. Sometimes it's better to go with a little bit of experience who have some pro snaps under their belt.